Maggie Don Show. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm your guest host this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm here with Angela Lang. She is my co-host for this afternoon. We're talking about a piece that she just wrote at the Recombobulation Area with the headline, Where Do We Go From Here? So we're interested to know where you think we're going from here as well. Join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. And Cardi, you said we had somebody ready to join us on the line here.
Yes, we do. 1 second. Caller on the line.
All right, Dick from Madison, you're on the air.
Hey, it was also a great song by Chicago, Where Do We Go From Here?
Yeah.
A real good one. I think, this is personally where I think it's going after seeing what happened with the budget thing. They're overplaying their hand. I'm talking about the felon. I don't refer to him any other way than felon 47. Anyway, and the midterms are only 22 months away, correct? And they've got such a narrow margin. I just read an interesting article, and here's why I think they're going to have to be really careful how they play this stuff, is a lot of these red districts, these really good things that are happening that happened as a part of what Biden and Harris did, these Republicans in those districts don't want to just hack this all apart because it's creating all kinds of jobs in their districts. And they're going to be facing the voters in 22 short months, not 24. And, you know, I just can't help but think they just think they're going to slide in here, and proof of it was last week. I know it's going to be chaotic. It's not going to be pretty. But I think if we hang on until the midterms, we can make him into the ultimate lame duck in 2 years.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. That's a great point. I mean, yeah. I do think it is interesting if you look at the national level, what's happening in Congress. It's a slim margin. Like, as much as it was a red wave year, it's a slim margin for Republicans in Congress. And you know, I think Todd was talking about this in the show before, earlier this afternoon on the Alba show, was talking about the vote for Speaker, for Mike Johnson remaining as Speaker. And I think he'll win that vote. But I do wonder, just because of the margins, and I think, you know, there was that story, I'm blanking on the name, but there was a Republican congresswoman from Texas who has not been there for votes for like 6 months because she was in like dementia, a memory care facility. And I think because Matt Gaetz resigned, because Trump is appointing a couple members of Congress to his cabinet, like, those margins are really
there's
slim
some shakeups,
right
yeah.
now. And so I think it's going to be really important for Democrats to be that. I don't want to use the word resistance. We're going to retire that one, from the last term. But to just be, you know, vocal against what Trump's agenda is going to be and hold firm against that in a lot of ways. Cardi, do we have another caller joining us to try to answer this question? Where do we go from here?
Let's go. Caller on the air.
Yeah. Hey, this is Tom from Los Angeles.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Hi, guys. You bet. And I enjoy the recombobulation emails and everything like that. So thank
you
guys. And
thanks for recombobulating. Thanks for subscribing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. As you guys know, my biggest issue is money, getting money out of politics.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not going to happen right now, but I don't think it's a reason why we stop talking about it at all. And I think we have to talk about it every day because everything that goes on goes back to this, whether it whatever issue it is. You know, all these politicians have, the Supreme Court has made, political bribery legal. And it's something we just need to talk about every day. I think also what we need to do is just look back, you know, 100 years ago, I guess, because I guess every 100 years, just different characters that, you know, where is our FDR? That's going to be the question. Mm-hmm. But I think after what happened yesterday, what I see is going to happen is we're going to see more vigilante terrorism. I see that the Republicans are going to want to privatize everything, such as the FBI. They've already done that kind of with SpaceX or Space Force versus, you know, NASA. I think we're going to see more of that. But I do think what's interesting, my dad was a history teacher and a football coach in Durand, Wisconsin.
So it was not Tim, not Tim Walz, not the football coach history teacher.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. But he was the head of the Wisconsin High School Football Coaches Association. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, we come from a football family. But my dad always said to me that years ago in America that, you know, there has to be a balance between the rich, the middle class, and the poor, and the working poor. And when that stops happening, there will be a revolt from the bottom up and the middle out. And it's very interesting because I think of what is happening right now with what, again, I'd call vigilante terrorism. I think that's what we're seeing more and more of with the United Healthcare guy, with what, you know, potentially happened yesterday. Not saying that there are people are, people know, as an example, they don't understand the whole thing maybe of Buckley versus Vallejo or First National Bank versus Bilotti or Citizens United, but they do know that something just isn't right. Yeah. And because of that, I guess just people will start, you know, taking not even just to the streets, because I don't even think the streets really matter as much, because all you have to do, like in the Wisconsin uprising, which is great.
Tom, we're coming up against the break here. I apologize for cutting you off, but always appreciate you calling into these shows and joining us here on the Civic Media Network. A lot of important points. And I think, you know, Angela wrote about this in a little bit in her piece, too, the class consciousness and awareness and how that's been growing over the years. So do check that one out as well at the Recombobulation Area. When we come back from the break to start the second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Jeff Mandel of Law Forward. He recently wrote a piece as well at the Recombobulation Area, talking about the implications of the recent Act 10 decision, that ruling.